Yankees in Cleveland starting a four-game series Thursday. Corey Kluber going for the Indians, but in the first, Cleveland would get to the newest Yankee, Sonny Gray.
Swung on and line to right field. That's a base hit. Going to third on the base hit is Brantley. On to second, Ramirez. The throw is wild and goes into the stands. So they're going to allow Brantley to score, and Ramirez goes all the way to third. Have the Yankees ever played worse than this? In some way to introduce Sonny Gray to their lineup. He struck him out swing on a slider in the dirt. Boy, the Yankees have some inability to put the ball on the ground and get a run in. Amazing. Now here's the 2-2. It's grounded weakly to first. It hits the bag and caroms right into the hands of Santana, who stepped down the bag. Yankees don't have much luck either. So Gomes has struck out and grounded into a force play and lines one to left. Back goes Gardner looking up, and the ball is off the wall. One run scores. They're going to send the second run. The throw home is not in time. Guyer scores. It's a two-run double off the wall by Yan Gomes, and Cleveland now has a 4-0 lead. Pitch swung on and in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the high wall in left. Frankie Lindor homers. Indians get the run back, and they have a 5-1 lead.
Filling the Angels a little later.
Pitch is cut on. Miss Romine strikes out. Here's the 0-2. Struck him out swinging slider. Eleven strikeouts for Kluber. You know, I made a point giving his numbers at the beginning of the game. He had 161 strikeouts and 27 walks.
Corey Kluber would handle the rest in a 5-1 victory over the Yankees. Corey Kluber has now 12 straight games with 8 or more strikeouts. Sonny Gray goes 6 innings, giving up 2 earned runs to take the loss in his first start as a Yankee. The Yankees get off to a shaky start and lose 5-1 in Cleveland in the series opener. After the game, here's manager Joe Girardi.
It's what I talked about in the pregame, just the different movement that he has on so many pitches. His sinker-cutter combination with that curveball is really good, and he knows how to elevate when he needs to. But, I mean, he was really sharp tonight.
Are you at disbelief in that first inning as you're watching the sloppy play defensively?
Yeah, that's probably as bad as first innings we've had all year. And, you know, it leads to 2 unearned runs. It leads to extra pitches, which I think makes a difference tonight as well with Sonny. I actually thought Sonny threw the ball well. And it's unfortunate, you know, we gave him those 2 early runs.
Are those mistakes in the first amplified even more by the fact that Kluber is on the mound and you may not get a lot against him?
Yeah, I mean, you know that it can be a really tight game when he's on the mound, so giving them extra runs is not going to help you, and especially when you have someone as experienced as him.
What about the way Sonny Gray was throwing the ball did you like?
I like how he pitches down in the zone. I like the late movement that he has, the ground balls that he gets. And he had to, you know, he had to work extra some innings because of things that we created. And I thought there were some pitches that didn't go his way that led to some longer innings for him. But the late movement is what's so good.
Jordan, they called Torres out of the baseline.
He called him out of the baseline. And I really don't know what to do because you can't just run into the tag. So I almost feel like, do you teach your base runners just to run him over? And that's not what you want. So, I mean, it's something that I think we have to think about in the game. And, you know, the other thing that you've always been taught is to kind of dive away or dive into their feet, and that's dangerous too. So it's really difficult play.
Should the offense lately has been a little sluggish. Yeah. Shut off tonight to Kluber?
I think Kluber had a lot to do with it tonight. I mean, I'm watching the stuff that pitches that he's throwing, and you know they're putting him on the board too. I mean, his stuff is dynamite. So I mean, he had something to do with it. But we have been sluggish, and we got to figure it out.
When you face guys like Sale, and he's been on, and I mean, is there? I mean, Kluber's able to get through a complete game and 106 pitches, and when a guy's throwing like that, do you have to try to? I mean, are there things you can do to sort of make him work harder?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like he was throwing balls. I mean, if you're swinging at first pitches and it's a guy that's wild with really good stuff, it's one thing. I think with Corey Kluber, when he gives you a ball to hit, you better not miss it. And I mean, the fact that he had, I don't know, 8, 9 strikeouts, 11. I mean, it's, we're not making outs on the first pitch. So, I mean, I don't think our guys are up there swinging and just going up hacking. I think they have a plan, but he's executing.
Sure, the things that you can do, I guess, when you face a pitch like that is play good defense that prevents you from falling behind. So, I mean, is that thing like the team as a whole the past couple days just hasn't been able to, whether it's the offense on one hand or?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of our situational hitting with our offense has hurt us. And tonight, obviously, was our defense. So it's been a couple different things. We continue to pitch well, which I think is really important because that's how you put together winning streaks. But we have to do the other things.
Sonny Gray's first start as a Yankee goes 6 innings, giving up 2 earned runs, walking 3, and striking out 6. But he takes the loss and describes the experience.
I feel like I threw the ball okay, but at the same time, if I can shut that 6th inning down, it's a completely different ball game, and it's just one of those things that kind of got away from me for a couple of hitters, and they took advantage, and it kind of gave them all the momentum for the last 3 innings.
Was there any extra adrenaline tonight pitching your first game for the Yankees, new team?
I was excited. I was looking forward to this moment for a while. It's I was looking forward to pitching. It's been a while since I've been out there on the mound, and overall felt pretty good. But you know, at the same time, I just came up a little short there at the end.
The series continues on Friday with Trevor Bauer taking the ball for the Indians against Jaime Garcia making his Yankee debut.